you were in the latest session, and finances obviously dominating the talk today at World Ag Forum. You had some good points about a lot of capital not flowing out, maybe a chance for some of the capital to stay closer to home. Tell us a little bit about what your thoughts were on that.
Yeah, I think as the banks rebuild their balance sheets, there's going to be a home bias, i.e. keep the money close to home. And here in the United States, there's plenty of opportunities when it comes to infrastructure spending, Buy American bonds and so forth. But even in Europe, you're seeing more money stay close to in-country. So global capital flows have slowed, not unexpectedly, with the global crisis.
Well, what's that going to mean then for world agriculture?
It's hard to say. I mean, world agriculture to me would be more dependent on the local banks in various developing countries to get the finance flowing through their own economies. Broadly speaking, what we need to see a rebound in global trade, a rebound in global growth, and just get the global economy moving again. And that's and banks by lending at home and some overseas, but more at home, that'll kind of re-kickstart the global economy, which will help in turn help the agricultural sector.
Does that kind of get to be an issue, though, of, you know, which is going to come first, the markets to flow money into these areas so the economy can, you know, so that part of the economy can get flowing, or that part of the economy to get flowing to get the banks to flow more money back that way?
I think it's going to be, you know, the capital will be broadly spent, you know, whether it's, you know, new loans to corporations, helping people with their homes. You're seeing governments help the unemployment insurance. You know, it'll be like a second derivative. It'll be more of a lagged effect. But you know, there is with the agricultural sector, obviously very important to everyone. But even when the broader economy that has collapsed in the last 6 months, we need to get that going, and then we pull all various sectors with us.
When we start to get out in some of the developing countries, there gets to be a real issue, though, with some of the risk, I guess, that bankers and financial institutions take just investing money into those areas. Not that they might not turn a profit, but there might be some kind of political instability that could undermine the whole operation.
And that's right. And I do think many U.S. banks are, when it comes to investing overseas in agriculture, and we're waiting for the local banks to take the lead. We're looking for the World Bank and the IMF to take the lead. So we're more lag behind. And our participation is more in the seeds, the fertilizers, and the capital goods companies that help drive that, drive the efficiencies.
Well, then what do you bring or what do you take back from a discussion panel like this where you've heard from a lot of different people, a lot of different backgrounds, a lot of different interests? What do you take back to your bank then and say, okay, I heard this at the forum, maybe we should start doing this?
Well, I mean, at the bank, you know, I've been bullish on agricultural commodities for quite some time, and there are ways by which investors can participate in everything the World Agricultural Forum is talking about, the need for food, economies of scales, efficiencies. There's plenty of people to be fed around the world, and it's not being met. I take back kind of reconfirms in my mind the importance of agricultural commodities because, you know, let's face it, you and I live in a land of plenty. The rest of the world does not have plenty on their plate, and therefore it's an investment opportunity because we do see opportunities in the capital goods, the fertilizers, the seeds. But what I took away is how important it is for the local banks to participate, for the microfinancing. Property rights is a huge issue. So I think it's incumbent upon these governments to once and for all, you know, help get their agricultural infrastructure in place, which will then lead to, I think, further growth in other areas.
Joseph Quinlan from Bank of America, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.